Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you. Everybody locked in, listening all over North America. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Happy Friday. Good Friday to you. Happy weekend. All of that other stuff. Hey, how about this? The Eagles are trading Hassan Reddick to the Jets. They exchange pass rushers. I mean, Bryce Huff was with the Jets, and then he signed with the Eagles, and then they just swapping guys. Good for the New York Jets. Raheem Mostert got a new two-year deal. And that's just the light of it. How about this? South Carolina, the Gamecocks, the women Gamecocks, the lady Gamecocks, they're in front of Indiana right now, 49-32 at halftime. And then, of course, we got more action trying to solidify who the hell is going to move forward in advance to the Elite Eight. We had some great matchups while I was getting off air last night. We had additional matchups that finished up when I got off air. Much love to Alabama knocking off North Carolina. That was a fun game to watch. When I got off air yesterday, we all talked about Clemson eliminating Arizona. And then we have some other, and forget UConn. We know about UConn. We're going to talk about UConn next hour as they just steamroll everybody. And then late last night, we also had Illinois knock off Iowa State 72-69. More action coming up this afternoon, this evening. North Carolina State and Marquette, they get going in a little more than an hour from now. Gonzaga and Purdue, an opportunity to see Zach Edey out there. Duke and Houston. Houston defense, that's all we hear about. Defense, defense, defense. What the hell is going to go on with Houston and Duke? And then the last game, the last starting game of the night, we got Creighton in Tennessee. And by the time we're all done with the weekend, we're going to have a clear idea about who is moving on to the Final Four. Yeah, they're moving on to Phoenix. Unfortunately for the Wildcats, they won't be able to drive up a little while from Tucson to Phoenix or Glendale because they've been eliminated. We're going to talk about them in a few minutes. Listen, folks, you can always lock into the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, you can always tune in there as well. Just ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. It's Friday. Matter of fact, we got all this college basketball talk. Mo Cassara is going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes. A CBS sports analyst knows all things college basketball. We'll look at some of the games that took place last night, some of the games that are about to happen this afternoon and this evening. We're going to spend some time taking a look at UConn and the fact that they are just waxing everybody throughout the course of the tournament. I couldn't believe this earlier this afternoon. Damar Hamlin got into a little bit of a tiff with Antonio Brown online on social media, because that's what people do online. They fight and argue. Take a wild guess at who started it. Kim Mulkey. I'm not saying that she's starting a beef, but Kim Mulkey continues to tell everybody that she's ready to finish a beef with the Washington Post. Woody Johnson and Rob Saleh have to let each other know that there is no beef, or at least let the public know. Caitlin Clark doesn't give a damn about anybody's money. She's like, hey, I'm playing college basketball right now. Leave me alone. Brian Snitker, manager of the Atlanta Braves, the man said, yeah, we played the Phillies today, and I didn't want to bring my family up to Philadelphia because it wasn't the best of environments. The fans are not the greatest for the opposition. Well, damn, that's kind of tough. The Braves, by the way, they smacked the Phillies today 9-3. So we got a lot to get into. And speaking of baseball, the Philly fans show up. At least they show up. The A's fans decided to not show up in their home opener to basically boycott the AAA A's. So we got a lot to discuss. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Find me online. I'm everywhere on the internet. That is X, it's Twitter, Facebook, all of that stuff, all the social media things. I am at JR Sport Brief. Hey, quick question for you, Hickey. How the hell you doing? You good?
Well, JR, the Mets started playing baseball today. And let's just say I feel like I know how I'll be feeling for the next 5 months. Not great.
It's one game, man. It's one game.
Do you know what the highlight of that one game was today? Do you have any idea?
When Jeff McNeil, he got kind of slid into?
I wish. The highlight of the day was the Mets honoring a veteran whose name?
Oh, Seymour.
Seymour Wiener. That's what I would say the highlight was.
Yes. I don't know if I'd agree, but I was kind of stumped when I saw Seymour Wiener trending on Twitter or X. And it said Major League Baseball trend, and it said Seymour Wiener, and I say, wait a minute, I don't know every player in Major League Baseball. It's impossible. But I said to myself, I think I would know a prospect by the name of Seymour Wiener. I just think I would know who the hell that is. And then I clicked on it, and it was this veteran. God rest his soul. How old is Seymour Wiener? 92 years old?
Yeah, something like that. He's up there, and he's looking good. Obviously, thank you for his service, or thank him for his service for serving our country. It's great that the Mets honored him, but I guess the names in, like, 1930 were a little bit different than they are now.
Seymour Wiener. So what would be an appropriate name now, huh? I could think of a few things, well, but I wouldn't be on air.
Sense of humor, maybe his son would be Richard.
Richard Wiener?
Richard Wiener.
Okay.
Hey, you go a few different ways there.
There was that politician in New York, right?
Anthony Wiener.
Yeah, Anthony.
Who is no longer a politician because of some things that involve his last name.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, how about those New York Mets? How many hits did they have? One, right?
One. Grand total of one. Great start.
Now that's funny, unfortunately. The New York Mets. Was it you or some? Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated. Yeah, was it her? Did she say the Mets would be a surprise? Who said that?
She did yesterday on the show, and I can't say I disagreed with her analysis.
Okay, but your mind has been changed in one day.
Well, I'm not going to overreact, but let's just say after a lot of hope and a lot of, I was excited about this season. I know not a lot of people are. I was excited, and after one day. Not exactly the start I envisioned or hoped.
Oh, well, there's 161 more games. Congratulations, not to the New York Mets, but to the Brewers, who beat them this afternoon 3-1. And so, yeah, now finally, baseball is underway. We had the two games that were delayed. They were in action. And tonight, we got a lot of focus in on basketball, especially college basketball. It's going to dominate the entire weekend on the men and the women's side. It's a lot of fun, and I know a couple of weeks ago, and I've been saying this for a long time, and now you started to hear a little bit of a pushback about how excited I am for the women's game more so than the men's. And that's not to say that we weren't going to have great men's games or I wasn't all that interested. I mean, when I got off air last night, oh, man, it was so much fun. Hickey, I know you were leaving and you were working and all this other stuff. Did you get a chance to see the end of that game between Alabama and North Carolina?
Oh, I raced home to make sure I was there for the whole second half. It was that was one of those games, Jared, where it's almost like you want overtime just because it was so much fun. You don't want it to end.
The guy, I'm in love with this Grant Nelson guy. Not enough to marry him, but to sit down and watch this dude. Man, I'm not sitting around watching Alabama. Sue called a couple of days ago. Was it Tim from Alabama?
Tim from Alabama.
Tim from Alabama asking me about Alabama basketball. I'm like, what? Are they going to throw the ball? Are they going to throw a touchdown? I mean, Alabama, the football club, they got 18 championships. They just won a couple of seasons ago with Nick Saban. All they've been doing is winning and winning and winning. Alabama basketball, what? But I've watched this Grant Nelson dude play. Oh, he's fun. He's fun. Big blocks yesterday at 24 points. This man put up NBA numbers in a college basketball game. I had to go, damn. 24 points, 19 of these points in the second half, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks. He had a disgusting block on RJ Davis trying to put a layup in early, late in the game, I should say. He blocked the shot after he intentionally missed the free throw. He blocked the Hail Mary before it became a full court heave. And he got the mustache. Hickey, I think that's the thing, too. He's walking around with the mustache like, hey, I'm from, where's he? Where do you go to school? North Dakota?
North Dakota State.
This guy has covered America. He went from North Dakota to Alabama. He is as America can be. He is. And he got the mustache to prove it. He's 6'10". He's busting ass. He's flexing after, and ones. Like, I like this guy. So Alabama beat North Carolina. And let me be honest here. Nobody feels bad for North Carolina. Who feels bad for the Tar Heels? Nobody. Hubert Davis was running up and down the court yesterday in his kicks. RJ Davis stunk. 4-20 shooting overall. Like, nobody. Nobody. Nobody felt bad for him. And then the fact that Alabama had a chance to celebrate after the game, going to the Elite Eight for only the second time ever. The last time they did it was 20 years ago. I loved it after the game. When he's standing on the court, head coach Nate Oates is standing there with Nelson. And Nate Oates, the first thing that he did was kind of throw a jab at Charles Barkley. Nate Oates was just like, hey, does this guy look frail to you? This guy just dropped 24 points and grabbed 13 rebounds and had 5 blocks. Listen to this on CBS.
That was great. I mean, Grant stepped up. We were able to guard Baycott a little better one-on-one. You know, Charles Barkley called us frail. I don't think he was frail tonight. He showed up tonight. But, yeah, they stepped up big in the second half.
Yeah, maybe if it wasn't a, how can I say it? If this was Auburn, maybe it'd be different. I don't know. He ain't going to go for Alabama here, not Charles Barkley. I love what they did. As a matter of fact, let's listen to this frail man. This is Grant Nelson. Basically hit this layup, got the and one and flexed. This is courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio.
Sears trying to turn the corner. Terrific defense from Ryan. Jump pass into Nelson. The fake lays it up and in. It's good. Bama retakes the lead. It's on Withers and Nelson to the free throw line with a chance to extend to a 2-point lead with 38.6 remaining.
Yeah, at that point, you basically knew the game was going to be over unless there was some free throw type miracle that was going to take place. Much love to Grant Nelson. He's my favorite player to watch. That was my favorite game in the entire tournament so far to watch. And when you factor in that Grant Nelson, I told you, had 24 points, only had 19 of them in the second half. And then you got Mark Sears, who had 18 points total, only had two field goals in the second half. Alabama trailed 54-46 at the half, and they bounced back. Head coach Nate Oates, he was happy about this too. I mean, he's just like, our team's so resilient.
Our word's been next this whole tournament. Next play, next play. They hit it. I told them that that's on me. Just next play, next play. We'll figure it out. Made adjustments. And these guys just kept making plays.
Mark Sears is typically the dude who goes out there and makes the plays. But now Grant Nelson, my new favorite player, is he's the one getting the job done. He's getting all of the attention. And so head coach and teammate Mark Sears, they had a little bit of a laugh because everybody knows who the 6'10", 6'11", giant with the mustache is, and his name is Grant Nelson. They love him.
Probably quite a few people asking, who is Grant Nelson? Can you fill us in a little bit on life in North Dakota and how you ended up here? And I wonder, Mark, if you could share some details about Grant
as well. I don't think they're asking that anymore. Maybe in the middle of the game. I don't think by now they should be asking who he is anymore.
Yeah, they already know who he is now.
Yeah, they know who he is. And we got Alabama. I can't believe this. We got Alabama in the Elite Eight. We got Clemson in the Elite Eight. You know what? We're going to take a break. And when we go throughout the course of the show, we're going to talk about Clemson. Even thinking about Clemson and Alabama just makes me automatically think football. But we got Clemson, Alabama. We got Illinois. And yes, we even have UConn out here destroying people. We're going to get into more of the other action that took place, some of the teams that will play today. We're going to get into UConn. We're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about because I'm just getting warmed up. And on the other side of the break, we have Mo Casera, CBS Sports college basketball analyst, who's going to join us. Happy Friday. Good Friday to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show with CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Mullenny and I are going through every matchup of the Big Dance over on the podcast. We're talking sides, totals, mix in a reckless parlay every now and then. Come on, it's fun. We've got tourney trends, futures plays, who wins the national title, something for every bettor and every sports fan. Region by region, game by game, however you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, we're moving on to the Elite Eight. We got four teams down. We got four more to go. By the time the weekend is up, we're going to have a Final Four. We're going to be heading out to Glendale and Phoenix. Well, time flies when you're having fun. So break it all down. To take a look at what we have seen and what we might see moving forward right now, we're being joined by CBS Sports college basketball analyst, former coach Mo Casera is here with us. Hey, how you doing, Mo? Everything good?
I'm great. I just, finished up another CBS Sports Network college basketball season undefeated. I didn't lose a game all year. It was great.
Love it. I know, easy. When you sit, you sit down and you watch, everything is oh so simple. When you take a look at what we saw last night, there were some rather impressive things, quote-unquote. We saw UConn dismantle another team. We saw two football schools advance here on the basketball side. What impressed you the most about what we saw last night?
I thought Clemson, that's the one thing that stood out. I mean, I you know, you can't take anything away from UConn because they were just, they just dominated the game. You know, a little tight there early, but they just continue to flex their muscles and keep winning. They play really hard, but I was really impressed with Clemson. I just thought that, you know, they're really well coached. Brad Brunell is a terrific, terrific coach. I think one of those guys that the rest of the country, you know, doesn't really know about, but he's so well respected within the college basketball world. Terrific coach, and I thought they played really, really well. You know, got to give them a lot of credit. And like you said, we got a football matchup, Clemson and Alabama. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? When you talk about Clemson, they've really only trailed like a minute in the entire tournament. How have they been able to do this and like sneak up on folks?
Well, I think sneak is a great word. They're sneaky big. They shoot it well. They don't turn it over a ton, and they really pass it and share the ball well. You know, I kind of struck me last night. I thought they're a really unselfish team, and you know, this time of year, you know, year in and year out in the NCAA tournament, we see somebody that nobody expected to be there, and maybe this Clemson team is that group this year that just playing well at the right time. I think another one in the ACC tonight, you know, NC State is another team that nobody expected to be here, but they're just playing really well right now, and that's the key. You know, nobody remembers a game you lost in November, December. It's about playing well in March, and, you know, Clemson and NC State would certainly be two of those teams that I would circle right now that are playing as well as anybody.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. The CBS Sports College basketball analyst, Mocha Saris, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Before we get into the games for tonight, you had mentioned the other football school, Alabama. We had Coach Oates. We had Mark Sears letting everybody know how much of a joke it was that people are now finding out about Grant Nelson, myself included. The man had the game of his life. What are your thoughts on his game and what you've seen?
Well, I think they're just so athletic, and they're tough, they're deep. Nate Oates is a terrific coach. You know, I think that Alabama kind of went outside the box with that hire, you know, a perennial, you know, football school, and that's a really good team. You know, it's not just one guy. I think that they're really good. They've got some, you know, mid-major transfers. They've been into the portal. They've found some young guys. They're really good. And you know, that was a great basketball game. You know, either team could have won, and Alabama just found a way. And, you know, here they are back with a chance to go to the Final Four.
And no doubt about it. And we got UConn on the other side. They're everybody's favorite for the most part. Most folks. To go ahead and repeat, as difficult as it's been, they're beating everybody by double digits. What say you, Mo, about UConn?
Well, you know, Coach Hurley just has found, you know, they seem to just keep getting better. You know, preseason, they weren't really thought of that highly. They're actually a little young. You know, Cam Spencer has been a great piece for them, really interesting story. I mean, there's a guy who started in the Patriot League, a league that I cover for CBS Sports Network. I had him as a freshman at Loyola, Maryland. You know, not really highly recruited at all out of high school. And here he is on the big stage, and they found the right pieces. They got size, they got depth, they got toughness. And, you know, another thing, I say this a lot this time of year, they have something else that nobody else has. They've got experience. They've been there. They've been, you know, on the big stage. They've been able to play in Brooklyn, now in Boston. They haven't had to travel a ton. Their fan base is awesome. They've won a national championship. So they got a lot of tools in their tool belt, if you will, as well as I mentioned, you know, before Clemson and NC State. They're also just playing really well right now. So hard to you know, count against them. Hard to count them out. They just kind of keep winning and they keep chugging along. So, and they're, you know, they got, you know, almost like a home game playing in Boston. So I don't see them not going to the Final Four, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah, most certainly. We'll see how Illinois likes or tries to hang in there with them tomorrow. Mo Caceres joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. When you think about the South and the Midwest brackets and the games that we're going to witness tonight, you got Houston and Duke in about 40 minutes or so from now. We have North Carolina State, Marquette, Purdue, Gonzaga. What are the other teams that you think have the best chances of advancing?
I still like Purdue a lot. I think their size and their toughness. You know, Houston's a team that the country doesn't get to see a whole lot. But day in and day out through the entire year, I think most coaches would say they're the toughest, kind of most physical team. They do have some experience. So hard to root against them. You know, look, I think Houston and Purdue are just really, really good teams. So I think they're on a collision course. And, you know, somebody's going to surprise us tonight. I do like Marquette a lot. I think they're hopefully healthy. If Kolick's healthy and they're clicking on all cylinders, you know, they and UConn have had a couple great battles already this season. So I like Shaka's team. But, you know, I mentioned NC State right now is they're like playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. They're on a hot win streak. It's like, you know, playing cards and they just keep turning up your way. Like they're playing a great hand right now. So I'm excited for tonight. I'm going to sit in my chair. And again, like I mentioned, I'm not going to lose a game tonight, but I'm going to enjoy watching them.
Well, Mo Casares joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Let me ask you about that. From your time in coaching and now being an analyst, we've seen a lot of coaches kind of step away over the past couple of years because of NIL and a lot of the changes. We heard Christian Laettner earlier today say that NIL and the transfer portal needs to be eliminated to, I guess, bring some evenness and structure back into the game. What are your thoughts on how just the system of college basketball has changed? The politics, I guess you could say, the business.
Yeah, you know, it's a really, really good question. And I think that you're seeing, you know, the Jay Wrights, the Jim Boeheims, the Roy Williams, the guys that, you know, came up and really built the game where it is right now, walking away from it because it's a new group every year. And so many guys really struggle with that. You know, I struggle with that, you know, and I'm out of it. I'm not looking at it anymore the same way, but, you know, sitting on the other side of the sideline, it's really a difficult landscape. It's a new landscape every year. And how do you monitor it? How do you sustain it? You know, how do you have a new team every year? And, you know, I really look at it from the other guys, you know, not from the, let's say, the UConn vantage point. I'm looking at it at, let's say, from the Fairfield vantage point in Connecticut. Like, hey, they get the rookie of the year in that league. He's gone. You know, you recruit him, you get him there, you play him, you develop him. You know, he's in the Big East the next year. Like, that's tough. I mean, that's a really tough landscape, you know, to navigate. So I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm happy sitting on the other side of the sidelines because I look at it, you know, and see the difficulty that so many, you know, schools, programs, teams are having. And like you mentioned, you know, you're just going to see a lot of coaches walk away from the game because it's becoming really difficult.
Well, Mo, having said that, and I don't know, I'm trying to make 1 + 1 = 2 here. Is that maybe one of the reasons why we have like an Alabama Clemson matchup? Should we get used to more of this into the future? Are we going to see less of the same old blue bloods and a little bit more parity as we move forward?
Great addition by you. I agree. I think you're just going to see the group that catches it right one year. You know, Alabama this year, they got three kind of mid-major transfers. They get the right group. They blend in with maybe a veteran guy or a rookie that you have in. And, like, yeah, I just think that the dominant – hey, look. I mean, look at Kentucky. Look at Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not here right now. You know, Duke's – Carolina's out. You know, Duke's hanging on by a thread here. You know, so – I think you're right. You know, I think that you're going to just see a lot of parity, a lot of different teams popping up that get the right combination, and that's what everybody's searching for now. So it's not just the dominant landscape. Hey, look, you know, I say this all the time. You know, it used to be about facilities and, you know, fans in the stands and tradition, things like that. Now it's simply about what's your NIL package. You know, so it's different. It's a really different landscape. So I do think you're going to see more and more teams kind of creep in here from different angles all the time into the Final Four, or certainly into the Sweet 16.
No, it's rolling. Mo Casares joining us here, a CBS Sports college basketball analyst, as we start to wrap things up. Thinking about the future, should we have an expansion of the tournament? I mean, it feels like it was yesterday. It's been more than 10 years already that we've introduced the first four, and now we want to expand it a little bit more. It's been talked about. What are your thoughts on how that would maybe dilute the regular season, the conference tournaments, and what have you?
Well, it's such a tough dilemma because I'm old school, and there's nothing better than that 64 teams. And like you said, I can't believe it's been 10 years already. And I think that was great. I think that really added something, but it didn't take away from the tournament. There's always going to be a couple teams that are left out. I think some of the numbers year in and year out don't add up. Like, you know, for example, this year, you know, everybody was high on the Mountain West. The Mountain West numbers are unbelievable. The league is going to get six teams, and yet, you know, they get completely dismantled by UConn with their last team last night. So it's really something where, you know, you'd like to say, hey, Seton Hall should be in. St. John's should be in. The Big East should have gotten more teams in. It's always going to be that. But I think that's what makes the tournament great. I think that's what makes Selection Sunday great. That's what makes the regular season great. So I hope they don't change it too much. I think the first four in Dayton was a home run and a slam dunk. I hope that it stays with that. That's kind of my vantage point. But I'm sure there's a lot of teams and programs out there sitting there saying, man, we should be playing right now. And as we mentioned earlier, there's so much parity now that there's teams, you know, in that next group that are not playing right now that, look, okay, they get the right draw. They're in the Final Four. We've seen it happen. We've seen it. So, you know, VCU showed it. You know, George Mason showed it. We've seen so many examples of that, and I think expanding the group could certainly allow that, but I hope they don't change it.
Yeah, well, whoever comes out next year, I don't think it's going to be UConn. I'll put it that way. So wide open for everybody. Hey, Mo, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Yeah, CBS Sports Network. You know, my college basketball season is done, but we have a great crew that covers college basketball year, and always doing some college basketball on my Twitter, Coach_Casera. So look forward to following the games, and I'll be following you and hop back on anytime with you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that. Enjoy the games. How's that recliner? Does it? It's like built for your shape now, right? It's like it's perfectly in it.
Look, I got three young kids. When they go to sleep, there's a decent chance I miss a good chunks of the game tonight as I'm asleep.
I could dig it. Enjoy the evening. Enjoy the rest of the games. And hey, it's spring. Thank you, Mo. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Be well, guys. See you.
There you go, Mo Casera, joining us, college basketball analyst for CBS Sports. He's right. Get in that recliner and you just pass out, you knock out. The next thing you know, the game is out there and it's watching you. Much love to everybody who can relate. Listen, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I want to talk to you about some of the other teams that actually did some winning yesterday. We're going to talk about UConn. We're going to get into some football as well. We've had some news there. Caitlin Clark is in the news. There's just a lot going on, as you could guess, here on this Good Friday.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, Hickey digging in the crates. It's 1-2-3. It's Mos Def and Talib Kweli. And that's all you get from me. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, thank you so much. Mo Casera, CBS Sports college basketball analyst. He just came through and he dropped that knowledge. I think for a lot of us, we can look at anything. I mean, we just see UConn steamrolling everybody. We're going to talk about UConn at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to the phones. We got Marty calling up from Westchester, New York. Hey, Marty. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. How are you?
I'm doing good, JR. Good to talk to you. I'd like to talk about the North Carolina-Alabama game last night. That was a terrific game, fast-paced. It was an interesting game down the stretch because each team seemed to go on runs and the other team would bounce back. Now, when North Carolina made their run late in the game, they went up by 5 points. And I thought at that point, well, it looks like Carolina's going to win in advance. But I was really impressed with the Alabama resiliency. And they hung in there and they bounced right back. And they made all the big plays down the stretch offensively and defensively. So, I mean,
yeah, they had the best. They had the best guy on the floor last night. It was the mustache man, Grant Nelson. They had the best guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big factor, and it is kind of neat, like you say, to have two storied football programs really come to the front this year in the NCAA and playing each other.
Yeah, who would have thought? I'm used to seeing them battling it out in the SEC. I'm thinking, even for me to think SEC, I think football. I ain't thinking about no basketball, and it's just a cool thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think of the SEC, I mean, traditionally you always thought of Kentucky, but that was basically, I mean, they were like head and shoulders over everyone else for the most part in that conference.
Well, I'll tell you what I need now. I need the Georgia Bulldogs to do something, man. Like, that's what I need. It's pretty sad. And, Marty, don't worry. I'll be up in New York tomorrow. But it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad for me to know that down the road in Athens, the last thing that we had worth a damn here was Anthony Edwards, and that was only a pit stop, you know? So, hey, maybe one day the Georgia Bulldogs will get into the mix, but I'm not holding my breath on that one, Marty.
Well, you know, with the portal, the way the portal is with players transferring from one university or another, you never know. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it takes...
You talked about parity with your guest a few minutes ago. I mean, it could come to play where any team can really make a run at it.
No doubt. Yeah, that was Mo Cassara. He used to actually coach at Hofstra, I want to say more... Wow, time flies. More than 15 years ago, give or take, he was over at... about 15 years ago, he was over at Hofstra, so... Yeah, look, it only takes one guy and then another guy to say, I want to join that guy. And the next thing you know, you have a college basketball super team that might be able to get the job done, I don't know, for a year.
Right, that's true. I mean, tonight I'll be focusing on the two Big East teams, Creighton and Marquette, see how they fare.
Yeah, we had Shaka Smart on in the show earlier this week, so a great chat with him. Unfortunately, I'd be surprised if we see one of those teams, you know, move forward, I mean, like, in the championship. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a long shot, you know. But they've fared well so far, the Big East.
Yeah, so far. And at least we haven't got all the complaining so much more recently about who got left out. I guess everybody's moved on until somebody sticks a microphone in front of Rick Pitino's face.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think
he's gotten over that, but, you know.
No, he hasn't. I'm pretty sure he's sitting around at getting ready to go to dinner right now, cursing somebody out about it, you know? So there you have it.
Yeah, that's true. Always a pleasure, JR.
Well, thank you, Marty.
I'll touch base with it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be on the fan before the Yankees, so I got enough time to get up to New York, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Marty, for calling up from Westchester, New York. Always great talking. Marty calls me when I'm in New York, and then Marty also calls me in the week. I love it. Marty can't get enough of the JR Sport Brief. It's great. It's awesome. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, it's nice to see some teams take a loss. How about this? You talked about North Carolina losing to Alabama last night. I feel like I have watched Armando Bacot play college basketball for the last 10 years. Hickey, doesn't it feel, I mean, he has been there forever, but I feel like he's been there forever.
He's one of those guys where it's like, what? How does he still have eligibility? I know the COVID year threw it off, but yeah, he's been there, I mean, feels like for 10 years.
He's played, did he play with James Worthy? maybe he was on the bench at that point.
That's why James is there. Rooting on a former teammate.
Yeah, I feel... Was he there last night?
He was in the building.
Yeah, I didn't notice. There's just... There's some college athletes that gets to the point where it's like... damn, like, you still there? Like, is this your career? And I get it now, yes, with NIL. I guess you stick around. I don't know how much money Armando Bacot could possibly be making. He can't be making what... A half mil, not that I'm pocket watching, but he can't be making all that much. I don't see him as all that marketable. I think I might have heard him speak just a handful of times. As a matter of fact, here he is speaking right now. Armando Bacot, who missed a dunk at the end of the game. He's talking about how shocked he is that they lost. He shouldn't be shocked about anything. He's been around since Moses.
I'm definitely hurt, and I mean, I think we all are a little shocked. I mean, we don't underestimate any opponent, and I think today, I mean, it was tough, but all year we play hard, and today we play hard, and they just made more shots than us.
Y'all got manhandled down low by Grant Nelson. There you go. Boom. Hey, since we're listening to losers, let's listen to Hubert Davis. Oh, by the way, he was a winner. He was the coach of the year with R.J. Davis, but they still lost. This is Hubert Davis saying, it was the small, minuscule things that cost us the game.
Talked all season about, you know, the little details that make big things happen, not just necessarily shots, rebounds, free throws, loose balls. At the end of the day, they made down the stretch more plays than us, and unfortunately, we came out on the short end.
Oh, Hickey, we're listening to the losing players and coaches because we'll never hear from them again, some of them, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. In case of R.J. Davis, Armando Bacot, this is the last dance, if you will.
We may never mention Armando Bacot's name on this show ever, like forever, ever. I don't know. Maybe he's going to go play in Europe somewhere. Is he going to be a backup in the G League? Like, where is he going?
I mean,
nobody knows.
Yeah, that's when you're part of being in college that long, and you have the ability to leave after 1 year and you stick around for 10 years. Part of it is that right in the back of your head, my pro career is not promising.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I don't think I'm good enough, so here I am. Anyway, we got another team that lost. Those Arizona Wildcats. They went down. Clemson knocked them off. Let's hear from their head coach, Tommy Lloyd. He says, yeah, we were packed with talent. We just didn't get the job done.
We had the ability to get to a Final Four, and we didn't. And that happens. So, like, it's nothing to look down upon. There's probably 8 or 10 teams that can say that this year, and only, you know, 3 or 4 of them will probably actually get to the Final Four. And we were one of them. So I'm proud of these guys. They dug back. They dug deep. You know, all season we worked really hard on kind of taking the next steps of our culture of the Arizona basketball. I mean, really hard. And we were very intentional with it. And these guys were great participants, and they really allowed me to kind of continue to build on the foundation, you know, of what we've started at Arizona and what was there before us. So I'm thankful for that. And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to continue to build on that foundation. We're going to continue to get teams that are this competitive. And you know what? Our day in the sun will come.
Yeah, let's hear one of the players, Caleb Love, who was 0-9 from downtown. Listen.
It wasn't on him. You know, he put us in position. He's not playing on the court. But it wasn't on, you know, it wasn't on Coach Lloyd. We was out there playing. We was the one making the plays. We was the one on defense. We was the one on, you know, that was out there, you know, playing. So he put us in position all year to succeed. And, you know, unfortunately, it was tough that we, you know, couldn't finish it out. Not only for him, but the city of Tucson, the Arizona basketball community. But, you know, Coach Lloyd has, you know, helped me so much. I've learned so much from him. He's a competitor. He's, you know, a basketball guru. He knows so much about the game. And, you know, he definitely has this program in the right direction.
Yeah, he was 0-9 from downtown, Caleb Love was, but he had 13 points. At least he scored, right? At least he scored. Anyway, I hope you score. It's the weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back from break. We're going to talk about a team that has no problem scoring. It's UConn. It's the Huskies. It's the team that their people are saying they belong in the NBA. Come on now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.